Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Energy on a Wednesday. We are here for another Bachelorette recap. Of course, we are joined by our good pal, luggage guy Trent. Of course, he's here. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
But anyways, we got two of our favorites with us. We got Kay Brown, a.k.a. Kay York City, and Chris Burns, a.k.a. Fat Carrie Bradshaw from The Bachelor podcast. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you so much.
I know. This is nice, like a seasonal collab that we do. It's very fun.
I love it.
It really is. We love it too. We have so much fun with you guys. We're so excited. And I'm especially excited to have you guys for the Mentel All recap, because I think we can just roast all these guys. It feels
that's more appropriate.
I mean,
we don't have to worry about like love and any of that shit. We can just be like, look at these fools.
I mean, last night Trent cut the stem of every guy on the stage.
Yeah, that
well,
is
last
true.
Night I realized that I don't like any of these guys. outside of Michael and Andrew, I just don't care about any of the guys on the show. So
even,
that's
no, like
even,
same.
And I have some qualms to pick with Michael and Andrew as well, honestly.
Beautiful.
Let's
well,
let it fly.
Here we go. We're gonna air it out, and we'll start from the beginning, because honestly, another stellar job by ABC of not really explaining to us how the hell this episode was like gonna go. All week I was like, is it hometowns? Is it not? Is it the full Mentel All? What are we getting? We got half an hour of an episode, kind of, and then an hour and a half of Mentel All. The first half hour was Michael A. sending himself home after a absolutely devastating FaceTime with his son. I'll defer to you two first. What were our thoughts about Michael leaving?
Okay. Yeah, so the whole Michael leaving thing was kind of crazy, because he must have really not wanted to be there, because if you think about it, he's sending himself home to see his son, but like, aren't you going to see your son next week? Like, it's hometowns. Like, you're going home.
Yeah.
Or they're, like, coming to you. You know, that sort of a thing.
Right.
So it didn't really make sense. So, but we also don't know how, maybe it's a week before they actually do.
Yeah. And I think he said this, again. I think he said he wouldn't be bringing his son anyway.
Which, that was the part that I was like, what's going on?
Right.
Because
I'm with you guys, yeah.
The phone call was devastating and also would have made me go home, I feel like. But, like, I feel like all the phone calls, maybe, I would have been like, I can't do this. And then Katie was just so, like, gung-ho to be his mom. It was kind of odd. I don't know. I thought that the whole thing was kind of just bizarre, but mostly because they started the Mentel All with this. So I'm like, well, now I'm in the mood for a party. Like, it was just like a weird time.
A perfect pregame cry before we before we watch some guys fight over a girl.
No, I'm with you guys too, because I tweeted like, couldn't James just come to hometowns? Wouldn't that solve all the problems? And I had a few people respond, a couple answers. One was that it's a pandemic and maybe James doesn't want to travel, or they don't want James to be going to New Mexico. And then the other reason was that Michael doesn't want to introduce James to Katie because maybe they aren't that far along. But like I said last night during Cutting Stems was, if this were a normal season and they were actually going to the hometowns as opposed to having the families come to them, I think Katie definitely meets James. So I understand the pandemic part. Maybe that's why he wasn't going to end up meeting Katie and all them. But there's just, I really thought that it could have been worked out. And like, there's not that much season left.
Mm-mm.
Like if they end up, if he just sticks around, then you just have a couple weeks and then it's all good. I understand that it was like a heart-wrenching call, and it was probably better that he sent himself home. We didn't have to see Katie send him home. I just thought maybe something could have gotten worked out, because it seemed like those two liked each other a lot.
Yeah, I was happy that he sent himself home, obviously, because I don't think that Katie was going to pick him. I think that they do have a connection, and I will say I liked Michael even more during the Mentel All. I was like, oh, well, where was Michael? We knew we liked him, but I just felt like I think he came across even cooler. Helped. Yeah, maybe it was the beard.
The beard
helped,
I think.
But
the beard was good. Yeah.
I was happy he sent himself home because I don't think she would have picked him.
Yeah. But it seemed like she was going to pick him.
That's what I was going to say. It felt so surprising because it seemed like the other guys were going to be ahead of Michael. It just seemed like maybe Michael was too nice. I always thought like, oh, this is best case scenario. Michael will send himself home instead of Katie breaking his heart. But when Michael sat down with her, Katie straight up said to him like, I thought it was going to be you, like, at the end. Right. Like, it was like, well, wait,
now
what?
I'm confused.
Like, it was like, oh, shit. Like, she thought, like, she was like, I really thought it was, like, going to be us at the end of this. It was like,
thought if she wasn't going to pick him, it would have been, like, so rude to keep him for as long as she did. Especially when she was, like, walking with Tayshia at the beginning. And she's like, I get to just, like, step in and be this kid's mom. But also, I was like, his in-laws are probably at home like, the fuck you do?
Because that's what they want to hear. It's like, Katie's going to just, the Bachelorette is just going to step up and be the mom after she gets off reality TV. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. So in the beginning, I was like, I hope she either sends him home immediately or picks him. So, you know.
It's kind of crazier to think that she may have been planning to pick him and sat down and had that conversation. And he was like, yeah, no, I'm definitely still leaving.
Do you think he was like, the heartbreak that she was referring to on the other podcasts?
I think there's going to be more than one.
Yeah, that's true.
That
could have been one, but I think it might be it might add up here.
I just feel like if she felt that strongly, and I agree that I think that she did, I think they could have made it work. I think we're so close.
I think they could have too.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We're so close that some way they could have worked out.
Children?
If she could have just expressed to him, and she kind of did where she
I
was
like.
I think
Michael maybe wanted to pull out regardless.
Yeah, I felt like Katie.
Michael didn't
reaction.
Pull out prior.
I know, I laughed at that, but I thought it was the only one.
Katie's reaction was kind of like, okay, but he's four.
Yeah.
So, like, I felt like she also was like, we can make it work.
Yeah.
But he wasn't receptive.
And no. You kind of saw her reaction at the end when they brought him up in the hot seat during the mentel all, and he was talking to her, and she looked really uncomfortable, like upset, like still kind of had some feelings about everything, which was interesting. I think she kind of looked uncomfortable the whole time, which was kind of weird, but especially during the part where Michael was talking to her.
Yeah, she, just in general, I think Katie doesn't really do well in those situations. Like,
no.
She did reply to some tweet last night, too, I think, about everyone saying how, like, uncomfortable she looked and it being kind of awkward, which is why I guess they only showed, like, 15 minutes of her being on stage. Like, she was on.
She rolled
out onto the stage at 9:40 p.m. Like, it was like the episode was over. Yeah. The mental all was over, and they were like, okay, time to bring out Katie.
Yes, correct.
So,
That the whole timing was very interesting. I thought it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Choice.
Yeah.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
We'll get into the mental all. First off, what did we think of Caitlin and Tayshia and how they handled hosting? Because this was kind of like their first real thing that they needed to actually host.
I feel like I wish it was one of them. And I don't care which one.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's so uncomfortable in it, like sitting on the same chair even. Like, it's to no fault of them. But like, you don't feel the same freedom to like respond to questions and like follow up with questions. And I think having two of them, that they were obviously concerned about like balancing out as well as they could. And I don't know, it felt, I'm like, let one of them do this one, let the other one do after the final roast.
Yeah, it's almost like,
that makes sense.
Like, why was Chris Harrison able to do it alone? But when it comes to these two, it's like, oh, they got to share the spotlight.
Yeah.
It's like, why can't one of them handle the job?
Yeah,
that was annoying to me too. When we found out that we were having two hosts, like two women hosts, it feels like ABC can't make like a decision on what they want to do and how, because they're trying to please everybody, making sure like there's a black host and there's a white host, and so, and that there's it's a woman, but there has to be two because it's one woman can't handle it. So it was kind of weird, and then it was obvious that they're not used to doing this type of thing, this, even though it wasn't live, but like reading off of a teleprompter and kind of juggling this stuff back and forth. Because the best part of these mental laws, we talked about this on our podcast, is being able to dig deeper into these things and find out answers that we didn't really get to get before. But they were so stuck on answering these questions, they weren't able to respond or react to any of the answers that were given.
And I imagine it's also, they have like producers in their ear keeping them on track. And it's not the same as Chris Harrison, who was like head bitch in charge and could be like doing whatever he wanted in the moment. Like, they probably also feel a need to like appease the producers above them to keep, obviously, to keep doing what they're doing.
I hope
in general, in like Michelle's season, we see more of them, because I feel like even in the credits, they're not listed as hosts, it says guest stars every week, and I'm like,
so weird.
Is that really?
Yeah,
that's so pretty
crazy.
Weird.
I didn't even realize that. That is pretty crazy. It's like you can't put their names on the
It kind of feels like, and it also, this is a sort of a trending thing that has happened throughout the season. It feels like having the two women be the hosts, it sort of takes away from Katie. Like, it feels like this weird, I don't know, it creates like a mini competition, even though they are not, even though that's not what's happening, but it feels like the focus is off of Katie and on two other beautiful women. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but I feel like Katie's not really getting her full spotlight because there's two other amazing, obviously very famous women in Bachelor Nation being there.
I don't agree with that, because I feel like they didn't even really show them that much.
Right.
Like,
I kind of think that's a Katie problem more than it is like having two women hosts. You know,
I agree.
Like, I think Katie gets kind of uncomfortable in these situations more.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, like, I don't know if it would be any better if it was one person. Like, I think she still might be uncomfortable. You know,
but I think with two people, the issue is also Caitlin and Tayshia are like friends with each other. They know the producers. They're more comfortable on camera because they've done it more. So, like, when Katie enters, then all of a sudden she's, like, the new person at work, do you know?
Right, right.
So I think maybe having one other person would be, like, it would be more.
I agree with you, Chris, on the, like, follow-up questions, because you didn't really get that. There was no way for them sort of to pair off, like, you know, Connor's up there. There's no way for them to kind of be, like, ask a question, and then it's, like, oh, does Tayshia speak next, or does Caitlin speak next, or is Caitlin allowed to continue her conversation since she asked the first question, or
right,
does it have to go
like,
to Tayshia?
It seemed like they didn't want to step on each other's toes, which is the right thing to do, but then nobody says anything.
Right.
And then they just move on to
well,
the next
beginning of the beginning of the Mental All, when all the guys were going back and forth with Carl, let's talk about that, Caitlin and Tayshia, like, just let it go on for a while. Like, I wonder how long that actually went on. We saw, like, 10 minutes of it. It probably went on for way longer. Where they just naturally kind of all went back and forth for a while.
That's also the question, though. Like, what was cut out? What was edited out that they said that, you know, it looks like they weren't asking follow-up questions, and maybe they were.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
like, during that, I'm like, someone needs to be like, Carl, sit the fuck down. Like, what? No
that
one
thing someone was said so that. Sit the fuck
weird.
Down, Carl.
But because I'm like, Carl, you're not going to hit anybody. No one's going to get in a fist fight right now. Like, there was no part of me that even believed they were going to actually fight.
Yeah.
We need to fight
on this
show.
Like,
him walking over to Brendan was just a waste of time. It was
as like, this is like Bad Girls Club.
Yeah,
like, what?
One of my sneaky favorite parts from the beginning, though, was them talking about Cody, who I completely forgot about. And what the actual Instagram story was that he had posted. You know, they alluded to him, like, saying these things. And Aaron was like, Yeah, bro. I mean, you posted that picture, that Instagram story of you saying you're going to be famous in 6 months. No correlation?
Yeah, that was insane. Aaron with the whole, he's like, yeah, bro. And then you told Katie to watch her, six, bro. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? And I was like, that, like, bro. Literally, I could not care less about this argument.
Yeah. No. A lot of it is nonsense. I didn't really care about a lot of it either.
No,
I mean,
the same with Carl. It was like, I really don't care that Carl got, like, that now Carl's going to try and say that, of course, he was talking about Thomas. Like, yeah likely excuse, Thomas, Carl.
I don't like Carl. I want that to be clear. But he's at least entertaining. If you're going to give me a boring mental all, at least give me somebody like Carl who's just going to cause chaos the whole time. But it does get old after a while. Right. And him claiming that he was right, like, technically,
I'll take that over like 9 different verses of the bromance song.
Right.
Yeah.
And oh, Aaron saying bro over and over again, and Brendan saying bro over and over again. Like, that just gets old. But Carl technically was right, but also not really.
I feel like Carl, I'm like, either bring it all the way back or go even further with it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm like, if you're not going to go like Tiffany New York Pollard villain, then like don't villain. You know what I mean? I just
then
want
don't.
Honestly, put that on a shirt.
Yeah,
like, you just take that quote card and put that out tomorrow because that is what people need to hear.
If
they were just kind of scraping. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, Kay.
They were just kind of scraping, I think, this whole season for any type of drama.
Yep.
It wasn't, it didn't, like, the fact that they brought up Cody again, forgot about that, brought up Carl again, still don't care about that. There was just
guys,
no drama.
They're useless. They were so desperate for a viral mental all moment, they put out a casting call for a woman who would be willing to make out on stage with Connor, the bad kisser.
Do you think it said Connor in the cast? Because, like, if I saw that casting call, I'd be like, who is it, though?
It didn't say Connor, but it said someone who has been, I took a screenshot
of
it.
Like, known as a bad kisser.
It was like somebody,
just read it.
Okay, so this was the casting call. I'll read the whole thing again.
It's so great.
I'm going to read the whole thing again.
It's so great.
Hello. This is also from Bachelor Nation Scoop, by the way, their Instagram. I want to make sure
I
shout them out.
Someone sent you this.
Yes.
Oh.
So Central Casting. Hello, production is looking for a couple women who may be comfortable to speak on the show. The scenario would be as follows. One of the guy cast members was accused of being a bad kisser on the show. At the end of a segment with him, a young, attractive woman, possibly you, from the audience would stand up and say something to the effect of, I saw your kissing on the show. I think you're very cute, and I know that you're not a bad kisser. I'd love to put that theory to the test right now. This woman would then either come down onto the stage to kiss the guy, or he would respectfully decline and perhaps accept a hug instead. Would you be comfortable possibly doing this?
Amazing.
My favorite is possibly you. It's Step Brothers. Investors. Possibly
like
you.
Oh my, it's just
that
amazing.
Was so weird. And then the girl, and then apparently this girl has ties to The Bachelorette already and to Big Brother.
Oh yeah.
And
like, she had a song today. She had a single drop.
I'm obsessed with her.
Play with Fire. I think it's called Play with Fire.
Yeah, I mean, props to Tara. She really, it was almost where you have to give her credit because she went all in. It was like, you know what? I'm going to make sure that my new song gets some clicks. And I'm going to make out with this guy multiple times.
But they just kept making him look like a worse kisser. Every
I know.
He did. Having somebody come down.
His kiss still looked bad.
And have to kiss him. A casting call to kiss this man makes him seem like the worst kisser in the world. And by the way, I said this. I hate his form. He's very aggressive. He's going nose smashing. He's not gentle. He's not doing anything right. And he's just looking bad. But I think the plus side is, we talked about this, girls are now going to want to kiss him to test out if he's a bad kisser. True. So plenty of people are going to want to kiss him. I don't want to kiss him because I just kept being told how bad of a kisser he is. I said that he's going to walk onto paradise and they're just going to have in sunscreen, I can't fuck on Connor's chest because they just want everyone to know he's bad at everything.
Also, Katie never said he was a bad kisser. Like, Katie said that she didn't feel the spark when they kissed. That, like, I've made out with people who are very fun to make out with and I feel nothing at all. Like,
right.
She didn't say he was a bad kisser. And then all of a sudden, it just became that he was like this fucking
All it took was the one clip of Connor saying it himself. Like, he probably was joking, but because they blasted that out everywhere. Like, it was just
That's
Connor.
That's what I bought into.
I know,
him
it was just
saying
Connor
that,
being like, oh, God, how bad of a kisser am I, is what he said. And they lashed onto that big
I time. Think the feeling no spark might be worse. I think that makes me, like, I would feel worse if somebody said that. Like, if they say you're
no,
bad.
No,
really?
No.
Really?
That's wrong. I'd rather
no
be called.
No spark means there's no connection.
I'd rather no spark than bad kisser.
Yeah, no, if you're a great kisser. I enjoyed making
fundamentals
out with you.
Are good.
Yeah, you're doing okay. It right. Yes. But I don't feel like butterflies in my stomach when I kiss you.
I
the
see.
Problem is if one person feels that spark and the other one does not.
Yes.
Right. Which is, yeah. You know,
but
the
I mean,
the,
you, like, you're not going to feel a spark with every person you kiss.
No.
That's true.
But that doesn't mean they're all bad kisses.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they're bad.
I was wrong. Yeah. I was wrong. I said
you
guys.
But I have to
now.
Say, yeah. the kiss, when she came down and they did kiss, did not look good.
No.
That's
did
what
not
I'm saying.
Look good.
What about like, when Connor went in? And I also loved that the casting call said, like, the man may decline and you may get a hug instead. It was like Connor was like, I'm fucking kissing this. They're like, oh, wait, that's the girl? Yeah, I'm going to kiss her. And then I'm going to sit on the couch. And then I'm going to kiss her again. This worst one was that they kissed again after the first kiss. It was
while Andrew was like chanting at him, yeah. you're a tiger or something like that. And he was like, you're a tiger. And I was like, this is like,
oh my God,
so uncomfortable. Like, you know, when people are, it was, you know, those really fucked up, disturbing porns that's like a frat house and everybody's like standing around. While
yes.
People are having sex. That was like the vibe. I was like, this is like, oh, heinous. I need to take a shower.
Now we know what kind of porn Chris watches. Yeah. That whole
frat house gangbangs.
You know me.
Oh, no, it could not have been more uncomfortable. But yes, hopefully Tara got a big bump in her music today and got what she was looking for. If honestly, it seems like maybe these two, I wouldn't be surprised if Connor and Tara had at some point auditioned for Listen to Your Heart and like didn't
oh
get
my
it.
God.
And like Tara didn't get it. They like kept her on the back burner. And then like Connor, they were like, oh, let's put him on Katie's season. You know, because those two, in that moment, I was like, they would have been perfect on Listen to Your Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
They would have been really good.
Ugh. Which I don't think we'll ever get another season of that show again.
No.
I don't think
we don't need it.
I don't think they're going to run that one back.
We don't need it.
I don't think they are. But honestly, guys, after that moment, you know, we had, like we said, the hot seat with Michael. And he said that he would still be willing to talk to Katie. I don't know, have something with Katie maybe after this. It's becoming very strange because it feels like this is almost a pattern now this season. Like Andrew leaves, right? And he leaves a note like, I could be here on the outside when this is all over. Michael's like, hey, you know, if after all this, like maybe we can see. Makes me think that this just process failed miserably for Katie. Like I don't think all these guys would be saying this if they thought like Katie
also
was going to be in a good spot.
I have like a feeling that Greg is also going to leave, like from watching the trailer.
Preview,
so I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, does she even get to decide? Or is it just like whoever didn't quit?
She picks between Blake Moynes and Justin.
Right, we were saying last night, Justin's going to be in the final two for no reason. We don't even know why he's still there.
For no reason.
It's crazy.
I mean, I thought, yeah, that was very odd. And also I thought it was very odd that they didn't bring up the note at all with Andrew.
Right. It was like I thought like they were going to put like Katie and Andrew on the hot seat together. Why did they not do that? So weird.
Maybe they did and they cut it. Who knows?
Yeah. Andrew was like campaigning to be the Bachelor so hard. It was wild.
Yeah, you're going to find love. He's like, I hope so. And it's like,
Oh, shucks. I sure hope so.
He got fed the exact script he was needing to say. He hit his, marks almost identical to how Katie did in the Women Tell All last season, because Katie did the same thing. It was like they were pushing the, oh, you know, I'm getting older. Am I going to find the one? Is he out there? I really hope he's out there. And like, then Andrew hit the exact same marks. Like, am I ever going to find the girl?
Nailed
like,
it.
And it was,
oh my God,
the same shit.
When he was like, I'm pretty used to heartbreak. I'm like, are you? Are you? Please. I would love to know that. I felt, and then when he's like, I grew up watching rom-coms with my mom, so.
Oh my and I was God. Like,
I'm like, me too. And it meant that I was gay. See you on the other side.
I honestly feel like I would rather have Andrew be the bachelor than Michael, because a lot of people out there are like, Michael should be the bachelor. It's like, no, because if he didn't want to leave his son before,
right,
why is he going to leave his son now?
I think Michael needs to get out of this franchise as soon as possible.
Immediately.
You had a nice run. Go home to your kid. You don't need this in your life. You tested it out. Just go.
Okay, so, but what do we think of the fact that the Bachelor casting put out a, like, the Instagram post that they posted for the, that they're casting the next season of, for The Bachelor? It says, now casting eligible bachelorettes, divorcees, and single mothers. Does it always say that? Or
No.
Or is that like, because now everyone's like, oh my God, it's got to be Michael. Like, he's got, it's because he has a kid, so they're looking for divorcees.
I think that's a
smokescreen.
I think everyone is so hard on Andrew that we all know that it's going to be Andrew that they're trying to make us think that it might be Michael.
Yeah, I think they're baiting us. Like, it's all just like, same with.
Don't those all fit under a single woman bracket?
Yeah.
Like, what a weird, it's like, even if.
Right, even if you have are you not an eligible kid. Bachelorette? Not an eligible bachelorettes, single mothers, divorcees.
Yeah. But maybe they'll find somebody, older that's an actual, like, eligible bachelor.
Right.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's. And stop taking like the Bachelor rejects from past seasons, but somebody who's an actual like eligible bachelor who has money or has like a crazy career or whatever. I don't know. Just having somebody there with that kind of background could be interesting.
Yeah. I've always wanted them to maybe do like someone who's like kind of famous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Cause then it makes sense. Kardashian. Cause then you can't like the girls can't be like, there's no like, ooh, you're just here for the fame. It's like, well, yeah, no shit. We're dating a famous guy. Like, we're going to be famous.
Yes.
You know? Like, true. Just kind of jump right into it. But I don't know. And then I would also say I think the biggest disappointment from the mental was Thomas being on Zoom. Like, what?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
How could Thomas not be there?
I need to know.
Listen, here's the thing that I keep saying, and not one person has agreed with me, but like Thomas is a good looking man, honestly. Like when that Zoom came up, I was like, I wish he was here in person.
But why? But I don't understand how he got out of it compared to everyone else. Like everyone else who was asked to be there had to, you have to show up. You have to show the fuck up. It's your contract. Like anything that they need you to be at, you have to be there. So like, why wasn't
there's maybe no, they told him not to come.
And he's going to be on Paradise. Is he not? Like, isn't he?
Well, yeah. Maybe he's on, maybe he was doing something in Paradise then. Maybe that's
but
why
a lot of them are on Paradise. So I think what if something weird happened in Paradise and he like,
somebody's got a restraining order against him.
Yeah, like, what if production was like, we don't want you coming here because you're, like, a loose cannon.
Oh, boy. It's very possible. Like you said, Kay, it just doesn't make any sense because it's like, how could you not bring the guy who brought, quote unquote, the most drama out of, you know, not a lot of drama.
Yeah.
But, like, you got Aaron out here calling him his arch enemy and you don't make the two sit sit next to each other on the stage. Like they've done that so many times before. And then not only was it just like none of the guys really got to talk to Thomas. Like it was just this conversation with Katie where he seemed to give the same spiel he tried to do on the show. And Katie was like, yeah, I just like don't really buy anything you say. So it just felt kind of pointless to have. Like, if he's not going to be there in person, don't give me the Zoom.
Don't give me the Zoom.
The Zoom was pointless.
Yeah, it was pointless. I'm sure maybe if they talked to Andrew, they could have aired that instead.
Right. Like, put Katie and Andrew in the hot seat together and talk yes. about, like, not deciding to stay on the right. show.
We're past the Zoom call-ins.
Big time. Yes.
And again, like, that was the one moment, like you guys said, that was actual drama during the season that we could have actually amplified. And the only other one was the Hunter stuff, which they kind of breezed over that pretty fast as well. It's like,
so fast.
No, wait, let's actually, like, talk about it, because Hunter didn't really say anything. And then, you know, they showed the roasting a little bit here and there. But let's actually find out why everybody thought this shit about Hunter.
Yeah, it felt like such, it honestly felt like it wasn't put together very well, because, and like, I will say that the Connor kiss thing took up a lot of time. And then did I love Jason coming out and them doing like the engagement video and everything? Yes, I loved it. I love Caitlin and Jason. I think they're fantastic. But to me, it's like, almost give them their own wedding special. Like, give them an ABC
like
engagement special, like a full hour.
We will all watch that. We will watch an hour of that for sure.
Like, that's just completely about Caitlin and Jason. Don't give me like 10 minutes in the mental all in the middle of the episode and then like wonder why they couldn't fit in like other conversations.
They keep giving
about the actual season.
They also keep giving us little tidbits of Jason and Caitlin. Like, just give us a full thing.
It's just
thing
like a reminder, because, like, hey, they're engaged.
Hey, guys, remember, just in case you don't end up with the person you ended up with, there's other people out there in Bachelor Nation.
And that was another thing that there was an engagement celebration during Katie's mental all. Like, that was literally the intro
right
before she even came onto the stage, which kind of was like...
And they were like, come out in the lime green
dress. This is Katie's
dress.
Show. Come out in the plain lime green dress.
In the lime green.
Help her.
Yeah. it didn't help that Caitlin and Tayshia like were in. They color coordinated, obviously, for this. And they could
God,
not have
looked great.
They could not have picked a color that clashed more with what Caitlin and Tayshia were wearing.
Right. No, it felt like. And Tayshia's leather dress was like so amazing, but it felt like they were like, oh, or Katie was like, all right, I'm going to wear this beautiful green gown. And they were like, oh, okay. Oh, wait, actually that's Christmas, but we have this lime green meet in the middle. If you want to throw this on, because I'm like, they should have just put her in red or black. And it would have been.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Absolutely. I definitely agree. So it just, the whole thing felt like a little discombobulated. And then, like we said, Katie got about 10 minutes-ish towards the end where she actually was on stage. And the only big moment they showed was her calling Aaron Thomas to his face.
Honestly, I thought it was great, and I think that Aaron deserved it because he was just a nuisance, I felt like. Yeah. But also so disrespectful. Yeah. Like, I thought that it was just so disrespectful. Like, she didn't have to call him Thomas. Like, I don't know where that came from.
Do we think it was on purpose?
I kind of, like, do you really think that she fucked up his name?
I think it was an accident.
But I hear you, because it might have been because the way she said it, I ended up, like, listening to it twice because I saw it on, like, the preview or something, or maybe it was I don't know, I saw it earlier, and then I watched it again. And then when I saw her do it the second time, she said it with such, like, It did feel like she said
Thomas,
it on purpose.
Because, and also he was
and
like,
then
are
she was
you
like,
kidding
oh,
me?
Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, are you kidding me? That's my arch nemesis.
My arch nemesis.
So that's why it fit that out of all
arch
the
enemy,
names.
Whatever he said, arch enemy.
That's all, out of all the names, you call him Thomas. Even though, like, I think it was great and I think that Aaron deserved it, I also found it, like, very disrespectful at the same time.
They were on Paradise together, so if he's still his arch enemy...
Yeah,
there's some good tea boiling down in Mexico.
Well, you could already tell, because they've already filmed Paradise and then they did it, the mental hall, you can totally tell like what groups like formed when they were there.
Right, like
clearly
Aaron
and Brendan.
And Brendan
and James, I think is his name, right? The kid,
Is that the box guy?
The box guy, yeah. Like, clearly they formed their little group and they don't like Carl and they don't like Thomas and, like, they don't like Hunter. It was all...
And they don't like Cody.
Certainly don't like Cody.
Still have no idea what the Aaron versus Cody beef is about. Nobody has any idea.
That one Instagram
literally
post.
The line that Aaron said in the first episode was like, I'm not gonna say that he's a piece of shit, but I'm just saying to watch out for it. Yeah. And I'm like, watch out for him maybe being a piece of shit. Like, I'm doing that with everyone at all times. You don't have to bring that up about Cody.
Yeah, I like we said, it just the guys we talked so much about, you know, the girls last season of all like the catty fighting and whatnot that we saw, and then all of them like what seems to be get along in real life. We see a lot of them hanging out together and they do all seem like they get along. These guys really seem like they don't like each other. Like, there are clearly groups of guys that get along and then they really don't. Like, the whole the interaction with, I guess it was Hunter and Connor. And Connor was like, Hunter's my roommate. Like, I know he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And James was just like, you're wrong. And he was like, well, that's your opinion. Like, I'm right.
You're like, what? Like,
it was all very uncomfortable where it turned. And it always is. It really always is. And the men, especially, it just turns into the men being like, I don't like you. And I don't like you either.
But all of her social media, like, every single post is like, I love these guys. They're my family. Yeah. I have all these brothers now.
Right.
You guys are my brothers. Like, I would do anything for you. Like, Hunter
like
even
they
posted,
went to war.
Even posted a caption today, and it was like, you might not have seen what you guys saw were like the arguments and this and that, but what you didn't see were like the handshakes and the hugs and us like, and I'm like, we don't want to see
but
that.
If that
that's
was
like,
me,
exactly. We don't want to see that.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd be like, if that was me, then I'm like, oh, when we're alone, they're so nice to me. like that's so crazy. He's like, oh, it's only in front of the cameras they treat me like shit, and I think like, we don't have a relationship.
Right.
It's like, well,
like that's the point. It's television. Like I even tweeted something saying like I don't want to hear about all the bromance and the guys calling each other brothers and this and that. Like we want to watch guys argue over a girl and cause drama. Like it's television.
I agree.
This is the whole point of the show, is it's TV entertainment.
Connor's song did feel a little over the top.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yep.
See, I said this earlier. I was like, Connor is like the kid on the last day of like it's like summer camp and he's like, no, we're all coming back next year. And then like next year comes and
he makes all of his friends sign contracts saying that they promise they're going
to
come back.
Swear
next
to God,
summer.
We're going to be friends forever.
Yeah.
No, guys,
my mom will drive me to your house hours away so that we can hang out when we get back.
Yeah, and literally, yeah, it's like, no, should we stop and get something for lunch? like somebody who on the last leg of a road trip is like, wait, should we stop this one more place? And it's like, it's over now, okay? The vacation's done.
It's so true. We're going to get into maybe some predictions, see how we're feeling about the rest of the season. But before that.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Guys, we only have 2 weeks left, which is bizarre because which is why obviously shit has to go down because traditionally Hometowns is one episode, Fantasy Suites one episode, and then finale. But we just have... next Monday, and then the following Monday is the 3-hour finale. So either Hometowns go terribly or Fantasy Suites go terribly because they must combine one. Like, it's either we get Hometowns one full episode and then like Fantasy Suites falls into the finale, or like Hometowns and Fantasies like somehow combine in some way. Because other than that, like, I don't know how they like, I just feel like there's a lot that needs to happen in 2 weeks.
Well, there's they showed that clip of her at the end, being, you know, the preview to everything, and she's like, I want you to book my flight, like, I want you to get me the fuck out of here.
She can't leave, like, they can't be giving it away, right?
No, but I remember, I think there were rumors about her season ending early,
right?
But I don't know when and at to what extent.
I bet it's Greg going home. Is my assumption, or it's like a fucking date where they're like, okay, we're doing an acting challenge, and you have to be dramatic and run up, like how they'll show clips from like the like poem dates and make you think that it's what actually someone says.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Let's that hope it's so not true. That. Please, well, for the love of God.
Because I was also saying that we so clearly haven't gotten any like finale proposal preview content at all. There hasn't been any like Katie getting dressed or men picking out rings or like a limo door opening or like Caitlin and Tayshia being like, this is it. Like, there has been none of that, which makes me think it just didn't happen.
I hope we get to see Blake picking out a ring. It's gonna be like
crazy.
It's gonna be like a ruby.
Dude,
like,
does this ring turn into like a dildo that I can use I tonight?
It's gonna have like a whole like
I mean, we have Blake, Justin, and Greg left. Like,
yeah,
I,
it's absurd. It's just an absolutely ridiculous top three.
We love Blake Moynes, but like, that's not a great top three for this season.
It's not a great
literally
top
Greg
three.
Who was like 1 foot out the door all season long, and Katie's noticed that. Blake, who came in late, who we love, who like, I actually do think Katie and Blake could work in real life, but like maybe not on this show. And Justin, who we know literally nothing about. He's a handsome man and that's it. And he can paint.
Yeah.
Roses.
He can paint, and that's pretty much
roses.
It.
He can paint
that's
roses.
Know,
that's all we
roses.
Know. Exactly.
We've never seen him paint anything else.
All right.
Wait. So I mean, do we think this ends in an engagement?
No.
Like, I would say there's almost no way.
My guess is no. What do you guys think?
I want to say, I'm going to say no, just because I don't how she acted. When they asked her, when she was talking to Michael A.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, like, I need to move forward. Like, I'm happy with how my journey ended. She did not say it in a way that it's positive.
I totally agree. It sounded like she was like, I'm actually really done with dating anybody from this show, like, for the rest of my life ever again.
I'm glad this didn't happen. Thank God I didn't pick any of these guys.
That the way she responded to that is what made me think that she is engaged.
Because
I felt like if one of them is, you know, watching at home, and she would be thinking that, you know, like if she's already engaged, like she's not going to be like, okay, yeah, maybe let's talk about it.
Yeah. Instead, she's like, love and respect to all of you.
Yeah. It seems it seemed like if she wasn't with someone, she would be like, okay, yeah, maybe, like...
I'm actually with you on that. I'm going to say she's engaged just to go opposite of you guys.
If it's Blake, then she will be engaged because he made it very clear when he came on. Like, the first day he goes, hey, if it's me at the end, we're getting engaged.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sort of leaning towards her not being single but not being engaged.
Yeah. I feel like it's Blake because of that one scene where they're like outside his hotel room and they kind of look like kids in high school that would like make out by the lockers. And she's like, hey, you, and like looks up at him. I'm like, that she's
obsessed.
Definitely
like Trent said, you know, we love Blake Moynes. He came on our show and was just like, it was so hilarious. And we have like this relationship with his mom now that we're so excited to see her on the hometowns.
Love Emily.
Like, literally, we talk to his mom on Instagram all the time.
Y'all on a first name basis.
Oh, no. Emily talked yesterday.
Literally, us and Emily Moynes are really like tight. On that kind of level.
Do.
So if it is Blake Moynes and they're like engaged, it's just going to be really fucking funny.
Have us over for family dinner. Let's just end on that. Yeah. I want us to go
the
over
way
there
it ended
for family
and Tayshia, like the way it ended for him and Tayshia to potentially be like proposing to Katie is an unbelievable storyline.
I mean, and it's like her storyline is like also kind of odd and involves similar themes. So maybe they're right for each other.
I think they might I think they might be. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. This was fantastic. And once again, we love having you on. And please tell everyone where they can follow you and where they can listen to you guys talk about The Bachelor every week.
You can follow me at K York City, but you can follow our podcast at The Bachelor on Instagram, and you can listen to it anywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, and it's called The Bachelor.
And you can find me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
Amazing.
Beautiful. And we love you guys. Thank you so much for having
us. Yes, I know. This is great.
It's the best. All right. Thank you guys so much. And we'll have to check in again next season.
Definitely. See you then.
Bye.
See ya.